It's a Terling Tourism Tuesday, presented by AO Tourism on News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. It is Terling Tourism Tuesday, which Anthony Terling joins me in studio, this time with guests. Gavin, who's been here before. This time he's got better stories, though.
Yeah, he does. And Gavin Valentine is not a – he's a, what, second-time returning guest of
– Yep, that's right.
And WANI News Talk in the morning.
Yes.
Auburn Opelika.
The reason you brought him in is we're talking about Auburn University's Engineers Without Borders and water cycle that's taking place. But last time we visited, Gavin, you were headed somewhere, Bolivia, I believe.
Yep.
You have since been there and part of a project that was there. So just to recap and to let everybody know what it is, let's talk about Auburn University's Engineers Without Borders first off, what it is and what it does.
Yeah, so Auburn Engineers Without Borders, our mission is bringing water to communities in need. So our projects include both drinking water and irrigation water. So I'm on the Bolivia team this year. I travel to Caesampuco, Bolivia, which is in a very remote region of the Andes Mountains. And so our project there is bringing them irrigation. They have a very dry season there. So why they need our help is half of the year they have no crops, which means no income. They have pretty much nothing. They're just barely surviving half of the year. So by bringing this water to their fields, they'll be able to grow so much more food. They'll be able to export it, have an income. They'll be able to nourish their kids. I mean, it's a huge impact. And after traveling there, getting to see the community, see the people, it really put it all into perspective how much of an impact this has. They were so grateful for us being there. They had a welcoming ceremony for us where they donned us with flower wreaths that they had to travel all the way to the valley for, like miles of walking and 15,000 feet of altitude just to show their appreciation for us.
Wow.
So that really stood out to me and really showed me what the work I'm doing is really helping these people.
How long were you there?
We were there for about 10 days. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And you said on the Bolivia team, will you go back or will there be another place that you go before it's all said and done with?
So being on the Bolivia team, my project is the Bolivia project. We have two other teams, the Guatemala team. They're working on drinking water in Show Guatemala. They just finished up their project and they're moving on to a new community this next year. And then we have a domestic team that's actually just getting started in West Point, Tennessee. It's about 4 hours away from Knoxville, but the issue they're having there is same. They don't have any. They have really awful water quality and quantity issues, and so where our domestic team is working on bringing water to their community, which I mean, it's surprising to even me that there's places in the U.S. that have no access to clean water. So,
well, it's amazing too because it's. You guys are not just doing, you know, like you were talking about with irrigation, but even drinking water for people to be able to be a part of as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, a lot of our other teams, they work on cleaning this water, having chlorinated systems to bring the water directly to these communities' houses, and so they can have a tap where they would have never had one before. So.
And you have the Guatemala team as well. I know Christian Broadbeck, he's the Director of Engineering Research Operations for the College of Engineering and is kind of the leader of the Engineers Without Border chapter. And I want to add that the Engineers Without Borders is a nonprofit.
Yep.
It is a chapter of a national, you know, organization. And obviously the experience and life, the life memories and experience that you all are getting for real application of what you're going to do in the future when you graduate with your engineering degrees, but also the sheer support of this connects from Auburn to over all across the world. I mean, I've been blessed to be able to hear you and some of the other students and Christian speak. And when I go to lunch with Christian to talk about Water Cycle, and Water Cycle is the annual fundraising event. It is a cycling event just with a really great name, Water Cycle. And so it has a lot of meaning to the cycle of water and how important it is. And I think some of us in areas of, you know, this country, and as you mentioned, there's places domestically that don't have these kind of resources. And I think we all forget how important those simple things are, which is water, not just to drink, but all the things you talked about with irrigation and what they can do with the economy. But tell them a little about, like, the Water Cycle event. All the proceeds from this event go directly to funding these trips, which mean funding travel, funding the resources, funding the things that the students need to go. Talk about some of those efforts that y'all go throughout the year with the Water Cycle event from a fundraising standpoint.
Yeah, so I'm serving as the fundraising chair of Engineers Without Borders right now. So my job is putting on these events, because like you said, without fundraising, these projects don't happen. Our engineers don't get the experience that they're able to. And so what the Water Cycle is, this will be our fourth year doing it. It's a gravel bike race. And this year we're going to have a 30 and 60 mile race and a 15 mile fun ride. E-bikes are welcome for all routes.
Which all right, is, Ben, me and you.
Yeah.
E-bikes.
Yeah. E-bikes.
15 miles.
Exactly.
People are always excited about the
exactly.
E-bikes.
Exactly. The 15 mile fun ride. And I still don't know how much fun it'd be for me. But this is, as you said, it's in its fourth year. But, I mean, anybody can participate in this.
Yeah, ride. Yeah. And so we're really trying to make it a family event. We're going to have food, games, music after. Bring your family. And this year, we're proud to announce it will be at a new location. We're moving it just down the road to Pioneer Park. We're mm-hmm. partnering with Lee County Historical Society. So if y'all don't know where Pioneer Park is, it's 10 minutes down 14 from downtown.
They just had a big thing going on.
Yeah,
they had syrup sopping going on this past weekend. But that's the neat part. I know when Christian and I first met, and this goes back to local community, the owner of James Bros Bikes came to me mm-hmm. because we put on, as you know, if you don't know how popular this portion or segment of cycling is, gravel and dirt road, which are very similar. They're really the same. But a lot of times, if you think about how quick you can go from downtown Opelika or Auburn and get out to a country road, mm-hmm. People love the scenes, the views, the peace, the you're in nature. Mm-hmm. But using those for events and people all across the country, it is a booming segment of cycling. And so when Eddie Lindley brought it to me and Christian and I talked, they were first at Martin Dam mm-hmm. and that was where it was taking place. Mm-hmm. And so one of the cool things is Christian and the team wanted to bring it to where it is, which is Auburn. Obviously, it's an Auburn event. It's the Engineers Without Borders event. And so what better place to have it start and finish in our area? But Pioneer Park is a perfect setting. And, you know, one thing we're trying to do at Tourism is really, A, promote this, grow it, but tell people why it's important. It's not mm-hmm. just about the race. Yes, it's going to bring, you know, hundreds of people. It's going to have potential to grow, and it's going to bring people from out of town. So there's that tourism visitor aspect, but more importantly, of what the community can do for Engineers Without Borders, whether it's sponsor, whether it's donate, whether it's come out and attend it. You do not have to be a participant of the event as the bird just hit the window.
Just kill itself.
That's awesome. squirrel.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, but you know, the thing I think is you always try to say when it's a family friendly event, and you have music and games and food and those kind of things post-race at the Water Cycle mm-hmm. event, bring the family out. I mean, Pioneer Park's already a fun place to be on a Saturday. So if you're – and give the date.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be this March 29th next year, yeah.
And this is on our website, aotourism.com. They also have a website, but if you just go to aotourism.com, hit that events calendar, hit that date, and it'll take you to the registration, and there's even the donate link on there. Mm-hmm. And so we're just excited to be able to work. And what I always love the fact of when it's a combination of student-led with staff, you know, leadership from mm-hmm. Christian, and that it being something that's a community event, but then the bigger impact is this thing is affecting people across the world. So we're fortunate to be able to help them tell their story with what, you know, you experienced in Bolivia and then those that went to Guatemala and then, of course, domestically what it's helping.
Mm-hmm. It'd be the 29th. There's a 60-mile gravel race, 30-mile gravel race, as well as 15-mile fun ride that you can get involved in. Again, Easiest way is probably to go to the tourism website, Nick, and you can get the links. Otherwise, if you are good at remembering stuff, it's aub.ie/watercycle will be an easy way to get in touch with them as well. So got to take a break. Come back. We'll talk more about tourism and what else is taking place. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're listening to the Abby Award-winning Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor on News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Anthony Steele with us as we will go up until the bottom part of the hour. But what else do we need to get to, man? You got your Mark's a lot, or whatever that is over there. Forgot the name of that thing.
Just trying to remember. I'm telling you, you just give them so much exposure, they get free marketing.
Well, I keep
remarkable.
I'm trying to. Or, no, Steve's list. I'm trying to urge him to get them for the staff.
Steve.
It hasn't worked yet.
Well, maybe we can get the contact for info at sponsors or sponsorships at remarkable.com or something, and then we can pull that.
See?
Free remarkables for all the Auburn Network staff on, but you have to promote them.
Yes. Sounds like an endorsement deal to me.
But no, just, you know, it's a fun weekend. Lots of Halloween themed fall events. I know, just tons of stuff going on from the fall festivals to Halloween on Thursday. Go to aotourism.com. Mm-hmm. I personally, me and my wife were looking at it last night, looking at things to make sure we're taking our kiddo to. Obviously, this weekend we've got Vandy and all the things that come with a home football weekend. I know there's some other sports that are going on. But one thing I want to mention tonight, we are welcoming the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, talking about what a great segue from
water cycle
to what that is doing with conservation and natural resources all across the world.
Yep.
And then obviously cycling being a leisure type, you know, sport tourism type recreational opportunity for outdoors. But we are they're taking a tour. So it's the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. A lot of their leaders, commissioners all across the state, elected officials from all across the state, senators, representatives, obviously our local delegation, are all going to be touring, basically Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this kind of area of the state. And so think Chewakla State Park, think Wind Creek State Park, think the Crayer Nature Preserve, those kind of things, to really continue to showcase the natural resources and outdoor recreational opportunities that we have, but also can have. We've talked about on this program how important, and if you live in this state and you haven't figured out that we have an abundance of it, you've been hiding under a rock. And if you're new to the area, that is a great asset to our state. And I was just reading an article the other day about senior age retirees, and we rank in the top 8.
Really?
Of states.
I guess I should know that. Well, and if
I think
I'm not
it was
mistaken,
it might have been top 5.
And in our state, we're one of the top 5.
Yeah. Auburn Opelika for sure. But I just kept scrolling down the list, going around the list, and I'm like, from 50 down, and I'm like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the, obviously things like, the economy, low taxes, things like that. Seniors, retirees aren't necessarily in my boat or your boat with the school stuff. Typically they're moving closer to those, but it's the quality of life.
Yeah.
It's the outdoor recreation. And there's a lot of those that they mentioned in that article that attributed to why you're seeing that kind of growth. There's so many things that
I'm going to clip this and send it to my dad because I'm trying to get him to.
There you go. I mean, it's just quality of life. When you think of what nature and natural resources do for what we were just talking about with Gavin, water, what we were talking about with, and then the health and wellness aspect. I was talking to my wife the other day. I'm like, I wonder if we're just so I feel like I'm mentally healthy. We live in on 6 acres. We live around the woods and if you read studies and articles, those are things that are really good for your health.
Yep.
So basically we're just showcasing our community, and AO Tourism is putting on a reception at Botanic tonight. night, and we were going to make sure they know and showcase why our area is important to keep an eye on, and also to remember when those federal dollars or any of those opportunities come. You know, Tuaqua State Park, you remember, if you remember years ago with the $80 million worth of bond money for the state parks that were held and the vote that the citizens made. There's funds and there's plans, and those, you're going to start seeing stuff happen out at Tuaqua that'll kind of enhance those things. But for us, you know, at tourism, it's just another story we can tell. It's another positive asset that we can use to, we are a DMO, we are a destination marketing organization. And then when it comes to what I do, my job is to help, you know, tell those stories, to provide those resources. If we can look to expand something at the state park or support something with financial dollars at the CRA or wherever, but then say, hey, now how do we use that to bring an event here? National Marathon Mountain Bike National Championship. These are things that people don't always come here leisurely. You know, they don't, you know, put a pin on a map or Google and say, from a, I'm going to go hiking or biking or whatever outdoor related things. Alabama is not always on the top of that list, but we want to make that, you know, when you think of Colorado's and Utah's and those kind of things. But for us, the sporting event side is a way to bring those people in that may not have had a reason to come. We gave them a reason to come. Then they'll tell their friends and family. So we're excited about it. And, you know, we know how important elected officials are for that. And we know how important our state commissioners and our leaders of the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. Last thing I'll add is through that, you have programs like the archery in the schools. You have the archery courses. Opelika benefited from that. Opelika at Spring Villa has their field archery complex, and it was a state grant that was supporting that, that came through this group. So this is why we continue to be at the table to have these conversations to make sure they understand why Auburn, Opelika, Lee County is important to support.
You in the new office yet?
I am. We are.
You guys have
312 North Gay Street.
You have to park anywhere?
Suite one.
Specific?
Yeah.
In
it's
the
a
back?
Long building.
Yeah.
But here's the reason.
And it's uphill when you're
visitors are first.
Know,
our guests, our visitors.
No, yeah. I just was curious because I thought, man, if they're parking around back.
That's hilarious.
This ain't a easy building to walk.
I didn't realize how many people knew that. I was at a board meeting for Achievement Center yesterday, Easter Seals, shout out, love them. And they were like, where do you park? And I'm like, this is a theme. Do y'all know? And they were like, you park all the way in the back?
Well, because
like,
we get our steps cars in. Up. I mean, now I'm different than most because I see you when you, I know what car you drive. I know what car Brooke drives.
I'm the same way.
When y'all come
BK
up,
Tourism.
Yeah. And when y'all come up, I'm looking for y'all. And so, that was one of those deals where as soon as I drove by, and of course, when I drive by there at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, I wonder where they park.
Does that blue sign light up?
Yes,
and
it does.
It looks great, doesn't it?
I see it from.
We're still getting settled. It's like you've ever moved, and you got little punch list items. You got little things here and there. And Robin Bridges did an amazing job, and Kat and everybody did an amazing job on the design, the look.
Yeah.
I mean, we want it to look special and feel that Auburn, Opelika, Lee County area. And just wait until that visitor experience center gets done in Opelika.
Looking forward to it. So, I was curious because I was going to drop by and see y'all, but then I was like, I don't know if they're in it yet because I can't see where
the cars
are.
No, we're there.
Come on. All right. Auburn, Opelika, AOTourism.com. Too is where you can find them too. If you don't want to physically go see them, you can see them on the website.
Love it.
AOTourism.com. Don't forget to hit that volunteer tab as well, so that way you can volunteer AO. Auburn, Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Kelly Collins-Lentz coming up next, and we're going to talk about an upcoming project she's working on.
The only station to ever be named Alabama Station of the Year twice.
News talk.